This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, at least for this program. Lakers Warriors game 2 tonight. Lakers, right now, according to DraftKings, they are 5-6 point underdogs against the Golden State Warriors. This is one of those must-win-ish games for Golden State. Yes, they do have the talent to go down 2-0 and come back and win, but this would be on the road that you'd have to try to come back if you lost the first 2 games at home. The over-under is 26.5 right now for Anthony Davis, which is a little surprising considering the Memphis series where it was up and down the entire series. Steph Curry, 30.5 tonight, and LeBron is 25.5. Celtics rolled the Sixers. They tie the series at a game apiece. Joel Embiid did come back, and Brian Scalabrine, the Celtics announcer, said last hour that he understood Doc Rivers getting Joel Embiid back to play since he hadn't played in 12 days and that you need that instead of, I would have had him rest, stay in Philadelphia, and then have him play. They're going to give him the trophy, the MVP trophy coming up, game 3, and then let him go out and play. And I don't know how much, how healthier he can get by a couple extra days, but it could certainly help. And you know what? He had a limited impact last night. And Harden is impacted when Embiid is on the floor. If Embiid is not on the floor, James Harden can be the old James Harden. He went 2-for-14 last night. And that kind of inconsistency, you're not going to beat Boston. Because Boston is still, at their best, better than the Philadelphia 76ers are. Jason Tatum had 7 points last night. They end up blowing out the 76ers. And then Jaylen Brown looked great early, ended up with 25, and now the series tied at a game apiece. All right, 877-3DP show. Operator standing by. That's Tyler. And poll question for the final hour of this program is going to be what, Cito O'Connor?
You know what? I'm actually just getting around to putting up the Wander Franco flip move poll question where was it too cool or too much?
Okay. If you saw it on social media, I'm sure you're not watching the Rays games, but on social media, it seemed to be playing to a big crowd here. He gets a routine ground ball, and then he tosses it up in the air, and then he throws to first to get the runner. Very showy play. And I'm watching it, and I'm going, okay, it works now, but when it doesn't work, it's like when the guy poses at home plate, and then you hit it off the wall, and then you get thrown out at second base. Then we have a problem there. But this was a little flavor, a little flair. Okay, I'm old school. I had a problem with it. I like flair, a little flavor, but okay. You don't need to do that with just a routine ground ball. Just You're playing. Okay, if they're not 24-6 and they're 6-24, then we have a problem with it.
Well, then it's like, oh, that's why they're 6-24.
Yeah. Okay. But the fact they're 24-6, then it's okay.
It was kind of awesome.
Yes, Todd.
If he drops the ball, falls to the ground, guy's safe regardless of the score or whatever, whether you're a big star or you're the 25th man on the team, does the manager pull you and embarrass you in that situation, or you have a little chat with him at the end of the inning?
Once again, what would you do?
I was asking what you thought.
But I know you ask these questions with your answer
I would wait till the end of the inning and have a conversation with him, and there's a good chance he wouldn't be playing the rest of the game.
I don't think these managers do that enough. When somebody doesn't run out a ground ball, man, I'd just say, you know what? Keep jogging over here and sit down next to me. Because at some point you have to, if you don't do it now, then you're never going to reel in some of these younger players. They don't feel like they have to run out a ground ball. And then I talked to somebody who played for a long time in baseball, and we were talking about this. And he said, you know what? He thinks the younger player's mindset is, well, I'm going to be out, so why would I run hard? Why don't I run hard when I need to? And I go, but how many times do you see where somebody bobbles the ball, or, you know, the first baseman bobbles it, or you do beat the ball before you get to first base? He's like, they don't think of that. They're like, why would I run? I'm going to be out. It's a bad look. Yes, Todd.
And if you need attention so bad as far as flair, maybe you save that for social media or how you're dressing when you show up to the ballpark or at the press conference or whatever. There's other ways to get attention. I know you want to get on SportsCenter and look at that.
You would crush him if you're an average player and dressing like James Harden. You always crush
people. Well, you do. You crushed Ben Simmons.
No, I don't like that either. I'm saying for him, if he needs the attention that bad, there's other ways to show, look at me, other than doing it on the field where you can cost your team the game or an inning or a play.
Yeah, Paul.
He's a young player. He was a high draft pick. He's a budding star. I think he's like 22. He's going to get more attention for this one play than he would the entire season of just hitting grounders for, you know, doubles against the wall. And a lot of people who've never heard of Wander Franco probably saw them in their feed yesterday. And it's like Odell Beckham's catch. It put him on the map. Wander Franco making this play. It's not that big, but it'll put him on the map a little bit. But
OBJ wasn't showing off.
No, it was not calculated.
He made a catch that was the only way he was going to make that catch.
Back in the day, Javi Baez for the Cubs 7-8 years ago would make these plays at second and had some flair, some snap to it. And instead of just making a play, it made him a personality and got him people outside of Chicago talking about him and watching him. I think it's nothing but good for MLB and Wander Franco.
Yes, Seton.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room for personality in baseball. You know? I mean, even if you think of like just doing that, I thought it was pretty awesome. I just like seeing how Lucy's playing, you know, because they're just so in it. But, I mean, Ricky Henderson did the little snap catch, but that's really not, you know, it's not the craziest thing.
And Willie Mays did the basket catch.
Right, right.
I remember going, gosh, if he drops it, he's going to get yelled at. You know, when I was a little kid. Man, they're going to yell at Willie Mays. But he'd had that basket catch. Bonds had sort of that snap when he would have a catch. Mm-hmm. Ricky Henderson, when he would homer, he would do that little hop, step, skip.
Yeah, yeah.
Sosa then, he was doing it. Sammy a couple times thought it was out and went off the wall.
I mean, people get like, okay, you have the bat flip now. But before that, it was you took too long going around the bases. Ooh. I mean, there's just not a lot of room for it. So finding, I don't know.
Well, I think of all the sports that you have old school, baseball is the oldest school.
The oldest of the schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, Brian McCann was easily my least favorite MLB player because he'd be one of those. You're supposed to act like you've been there before. They've never hit that home run off that pitcher before. Just let them do what they want to do. And on top of that, it's working because we're talking about the Tampa Bay Rays. So it worked.
Brian McCann was a buzzkill. You know, like he wanted you to play it. You know, this is the way you play baseball, to the point where it was so regimented. Like you couldn't have any room for fun. Like Dennis Eckersley used to point sometimes if he struck you out. I'm sure Brian McCann had a problem with that. It just felt like if anybody showed any kind of personality, and baseball has lacked that personality. Yeah, Paul.
There's a couple other stars who do plays like this. Steph Curry over his career has done a few threes where when the ball's at its apex, he turns towards the other bench.
And you guys have a problem. Todd has a problem with him chewing on his mouth.
I do. I don't need to see that. I don't like to see that.
One guy at a time, please.
Yeah. I would say that Patrick Mahomes, when he does his no-look passes, I think it's more out of necessity than a showy thing. He's trying to fake the defense by doing that look away. But it is entertaining and gets a lot of notoriety. I think that's more of a necessity. Wander Franco is just pure show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that it is show. But Steph Curry turning his back after shooting the three?
That's swag. To the maximum.
Okay.
It works for him.
I mean,
for
kids love it. Kids love it.
Right. For Nick Young, it doesn't work. Because the ball
Well, bounced. Nick Young's not going to make it.
I know. But it bounced and he turned around and it bounced right out. I was like, no, that only works for Steph Curry, not
yeah.
you.
Yeah. But Todd would come in and goes, oh, I hate when Steph Curry's chewing on his mouthpiece.
I hate that too, though. But I don't care. Mouth I'm, things.
Yeah.
It makes my teeth feel weird watching him do that. Yeah. And I just put that back in your mouth, dude.
It's like a child with a pacifier, you know. They need it. So, Steph, that's his little nervous
you
tick.
You just called him a big baby.
No.
Okay. Dan Patrick.
No. Big baby was big baby.
Glenn.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you hear from the Tampa Bay manager who said, hey, I got a problem. I'm going to talk to him. Or, hey, that's who he is?
Well, the dude that he did it to was like, no big deal. I didn't think it was that special. Yeah.
If I hit it to somebody and they did that, now as he's saying, you're so slow, I can toss this up in the air and throw you out.
Essentially.
Right?
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I don't think it was meant that way. I can't get in the guy's head, but I could see where a batter would have a problem with that. Just, throw the ball to first base. We don't need that. I think you can make the argument it's just as cool to go about your business on the field or on the court and act like you've been there and just make the routine play. Nolan Ryan would strike guys out left and right, no hitters. He'd roll up his sleeve and get ready to face the next batter. There's no pointing or dancing.
Did you like Dennis Eckersley?
I didn't love that, no.
Okay.
I think that was. There's other ways to be excited in the moment without pointing at somebody.
Yeah. And then what happened when he was trying to strike out Kurt Gibson? Then Gibby got him back. It's the sports gods. Yes, Marv.
I think Frisky's definitely wrong here because before that, when he was making routine ground balls, we weren't talking about the Tampa Bay Rays on the Dan Patrick Show, numbering 390 radio stations.
So you're saying any publicity is good publicity if you're the Tampa Bay Rays?
He didn't do anything crazy. I mean, he just bounced it, threw it up to himself a little bit, took a look at it. He said, oh, Rawlings, and then threw it to first base.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
If the game is so easy to you and you're so bored or you need to entertain yourself or get attention or get a couple extra clicks, it's a little sad. Does Steph purposely hop on one leg when he's taking an important three because it's just too easy to shoot it the regular way? Maybe if I close one eye and just kind of bounce off my foot and throw it up that way, hopefully it'll still go in because that would be cool because I'm bored with the regular threes that I always hit.
Well, remember Mark Jackson used to do the shimmy? Did you have a problem with that?
I didn't love that either. I understand showing a little personality, but if it's anything that's a little overdone that could make the other team feel like you're putting in their face unnecessarily.
What about a no-look pass?
Well, sometimes you're doing that too. You're doing that for a strategic reason, to throw off the defender which direction it's going.
Sometimes you do a no-look, you don't even need to.
And you're kind of being a jerk.
Oh, is that what it is?
If you're doing that for no reason, then it's not.
Do you have any fun watching sports?
I do. I actually have a lot of fun watching sports.
But I don't know if you can.
I just don't like that kind of behavior. I don't think it's necessary. And then when the ball drops, I would like to think that the manager had a little chat with him at the end of the inning. Like, we don't need that. Just throw it.
Yes, Paulie.
Can you think of another sport that needs to embrace younger audiences and social media content more than Major League Baseball? And I know Wander Franco is not like a marketing guy, but that's how he's thinking. But it did work last night, and it plays to a younger audience. There'd be kids going to be trying this out on little baseball.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Yeah. Well,
no, I don't want a kid in Little League who's going to be doing that Little League World Series, and he's going to toss it up, and then he's going to try to throw somebody out.
Every single practice today.
Yeah, probably.
That's going to happen.
Probably.
Yeah.
I know that, there's grade school kids who shoot a three, and then they turn their back. They don't make it, but they turn their back. Yeah, Marv.
Come on. You guys are like the dads from Footloose. Let the kids dance. Let the kids dance.
You're right. You're right. Yes, Todd.
So then Rob Manfred should come out and say, love when they do things like that. We need more flair and interest in the game. Do it for the kids. Do wacky, weird things.
Do you think the commissioner doesn't like this?
I'm going to say he does not like
it. I'm going to say he loves it.
Does he like it enough to admit it publicly? And if you can't admit it publicly, then I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of things that we like that we don't admit publicly.
I don't see how that's good for the game. I just,
But I'm just saying that if the commissioner is a businessman, then he likes this. All this is you're just getting promotion. You're getting coverage here. That's he's got to love that. Nobody's talking about the Tampa Bay Rays. And Wander Franco had the great catch in foul territory a couple of weeks ago. That was unbelievable. But that was just an unbelievable catch. This one was like, okay. Do I like it? No. Do I understand it? Yes. Yeah, Paul.
Fritzy, would you prefer when major basketball players get breakaway dunks? They lay it in, do a crisp right-hander, or put on a little bit of a show like Michael Jordan rocking the cradle? Which would you prefer?
I'm all for in-the-moment excitement. Anything that's over and beyond where it's not necessary, where it could affect the outcome of that shot or that play, as great as you are.
But you don't have to do that kind of dunk, a double pump.
You don't.
No, you don't.
But if you...
Did you have a problem with Michael Jordan doing those dunks?
If you're constantly seeing on the highlights and you think you're doing that because that's part of the reason why everyone came to see you, all of a sudden you're a showman. I don't think everyone's coming out to see the shortstop briefly bobbling the ball.
Did you have a problem with Michael Jordan?
I did not.
With a wide open dunk, double clutching, tomahawk, Dominic Wilkins. Did you have a problem with that?
I did not.
Yeah, yeah.
How did this turn into Grill Fritzy about every possible thing that's happened in sports?
Were you okay with that? And then someone has some contradictory.
Were you okay with that?
He's the most bothered by it.
The sky is blue. Are you sure? It's kind of green.
He's the most bothered by it. If Marvin was bothered by it, I'd be peppering him. Todd's the old man. You're the old man on
the There's an antagonistic element about almost anything I say with it. It's always someone's going to be taking the other side, even if they don't truly believe it, just to stir it up. I've accepted that. It's been like that for 20 years, but let's just call it out. No matter what I say, someone's going to be like, really? I want to debate you with that. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln was killed. Really? Then he didn't kill himself? He didn't arrange to get murdered, shot, assassinated? Maybe he wanted to be dead. It's like, come on.
That's fine. That's
okay,
funny.
What about JFK? Huh? Did he... What about RFK?
Anything else you want to
say? That great? He's great. Is he that great at three-point shooter? As great as you say?
Anything else you want to put off your chest? Anything else?
No, I'm good now.
You sure?
I think.
I'm giving you the opportunity. I don't want to grill
There's
you
not
on the
time
opportunity.
In the show left to get into it.
I don't want to grill you on the opportunity to say what's on your mind.
I think the shortstop should throw the ball to first base and not bobble and take a chance of it falling on the floor.
We save the grilling for Meat Friday around 10th. That's all the grilling I need.
What are you grilling today, Todd?
Cooking up some Todd Fritz today early on the Traeger Meat Thursday.
How about we take a break? Is that okay, Todd?
It's your show. This is, I guess, about the right time to take a break.
Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Does this movie still hold up? Did it ever hold up? Footloose with Kevin Bacon? Yeah, Paul.
So if you took it to like a local high school and they had no idea the backstory and you just said, hit play.
Yeah.
How would it be received?
Yeah. Because you're going, wait, they're not allowed to dance? Nope, they're not allowed to. And then his girlfriend's dad is a preacher and that he thinks bad things happen when you dance.
That movie was like a tourism ad for me. Like, come live here. No one dances. Like, perfect.
I love it.
That means like, they were recruiting us. Like, you just go here and, like, nobody will ever force you to dance. Oh, that, yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. When you get to, when you go to a wedding reception, you never have to dance there.
You get the finger from somebody.
Oh, crap. And it's always like an older, like an aunt or somebody that it's going, come on, you, let's, we're going to dance. And when like, no. No, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
So Seton would have been one of the bad guys in Footloose, giving Kevin Bacon's character a hard time because he wants to ensure that we never dance in this town.
Yeah. We're not going to dance.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, standing there with a baseball bat in front of his car.
Yeah, his Volkswagen. Yeah. He had Sean Penn's brother, Chris Penn's in there. Laurie Singer had a starring role there. Sarah Jessica Parker. John Lithgow.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Star-studded Kevin Bacon. And poor Kevin Bacon. Every wedding reception he goes to, they have to have him come out there. And come on, Kevin, would you do the Footloose dance?
Those are his least favorite chords in music. Oh, crap.
Yeah, he's like, hon, I'm going to go get a drink. Yeah, when that comes on at a wedding reception, and plus you're going to play it, if Kevin Bacon goes to the wedding reception, you're going to have the DJ play this. Have to.
Just gets that uncomfortable smile on his face. Yeah, he looks at his wife. Yeah. Oh, they're doing it. Here,
they're doing it to me.
Oh, crap.
Let's sneak out the back.
By the way, I saw that Lionel Messi could earn up to $400 million a year playing soccer in Saudi Arabia.
That's so stupid.
God. What is he? Is he 35? Something like that? And, you know, Ronaldo went there. I don't know what he's making, a couple of $100 million.
The bargain price of 200.
Yeah,
a year,
200 million.
Which is just a direct insult now. They're going to double that for Messi.
This according to the Telegraph. And let me see, anything else in here? So he got suspended by PSG because he took an unauthorized trip to Saudi Arabia. I guess he's a tourism ambassador for Saudi Arabia. Huh. But the I did not know this. The Saudi Pro League attendance has almost doubled in a year. And conversations about the league on social media amongst women and girls since Ronaldo's arrival are up 237%.
They had all of these numbers when Ronaldo left Real Madrid for Juventus. They have all of these things where like Serie A attendance went up, like their Instagram went from like 1 million people to 45 million people. Like all of the, like just his presence alone lifted the entire league. It's crazy.
I guess the Saudis can justify $400 million.
Nobody can.
That, well, with their budget?
I know their
budget.
They
don't have a salary cap.
There's just no real.
It's $400 million. They have to overpay.
And you know what else is funny, too, is that so PSG doesn't want to be there anymore. So he's either going to go to, say, PSG for to Saudi Arabia for $400 million a year, or he's going to take a 75% pay cut just to go back to Barcelona. Mm. It's like those are basically the two main options.
Well, he can always come to the United States.
He could do that too. Yeah,
Paul.
Look at the effect of the Saudi Arabia's putting their toes into sports. Their soccer, they took Ronaldo. He basically is off the map now. You can't see him play. You can't find his games live anywhere worldwide. If they took Messi, and then the LIV Tour took a good chunk of the good players from the PGA Tour. And now you don't see those guys
play
anymore.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I don't know what you call it, but they're like hoarding athletes.
Yeah, it's like buying artwork and then nobody gets to see the art. It's like, no, I'm going to put it in my house, not in a gallery. Hmm. We'll put it on the CW. There you'll see it. I stumbled upon the LIV Tour a couple of weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Was it like seeing a unicorn?
No, I was like,
whoa, what?
Oh, there's music, guys in show. Oh, this is LIV Tour. Okay. And then I started watching it for a little while. And, you know, I can only watch Taylor Gooch for so long before.
Uh-oh.
But he's actually won a couple of times. Taylor Gooch. Yes, yes, Paul.
Yeah, the LIV Tour is kind of, their tour is really kicking up this month. They're in Tulsa, D.C., and they're in Spain, London, and then Greenbrier down in West Virginia over the next couple of months.
All right. Well, they're growing the game. That's what they keep telling us. They're growing the game. Colin in Iowa joining us on the program. Good morning, Colin. What's on your mind?
ADP 61240. Okay. Hey, I had wanted to make Seton's friend Duty feel better when I was in about 12 or 13, and our band teacher's name was Mr. Nicewanger.
Mr. Nice
filled that passion bucket for his wife.
Wait, Mr. So. Nicewanger?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Nicewanger. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, that's German for Nicewanger.
Hey, Nicewanger. Nicewanger.
Nicewanger.
Wanger.
Umlaut.
Leon Dreisaitl.
Helmut Nicewanger.
We kept saying that this morning.
Leon
Dreisaitl. He had all four of Edmonton's goals, but that wasn't enough. The fifth player in the last 55 years. This is one of those where you go, he's just the fifth player in the last 55 years to score four more goals while accounting for all of his team's scoring, and the second player in the last 2 days to do it. Joe Pavelski. So you got Connor McDavid and you got Leon Dreisaitl on the same team, and they're considered, what, two of the top five players in the sport?
McDavid's no doubt locked one, but a lot of people have Dreisaitl as 2, 3, 4.
Okay. When's the last time you had two teammates who were considered the two best in their sport? Like Shaq and Kobe, you could make an argument when they were together, two best players.
You could. For four straight years, Shaq and Kobe together were both first-team All-NBA.
All right. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. Could you make a case they were 1-2, maybe at their peak?
No doubt.
All right. Anybody else come to mind, teammates, that they were the two best players in the sport? Yes, Todd.
Anybody from like those legendary Yankee days where you would take two of those? From
get
those...
Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make the argument.
Thank you, Todd. Anybody else that you think of? Any other sport? Yeah, Paul.
Were Duncan and Robinson ever at their peaks together, or did they kind of overlap a little bit? Like when Robinson hurt his back.
But they weren't the two best players.
No. They're in the neck of the woods, though.
Yeah. Well, they were there when Shaq and Kobe were there. Like Pippen wasn't anywhere near the second best player in the NBA. Yes, Marv.
What about Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent? Jeff Kent won an MVP. I don't know if it was for a long stretch of time, but. Was he considered the second best player in the game? I'm not sure.
No. I don't think so.
Did like Randy Johnson and A-Rod ever play together? Like when they were both
in Seattle?
Oh yeah, in Seattle, where they were both really at the top. So I don't know, you know, everybody takes dips or whatever. Well, but for a while Randy Johnson was just killing.
Ken Griffey Jr. and A-Rod were together in Seattle. But I don't think A-Rod was A-Rod.
He wasn't that yet.
Yeah, Paul.
In 84, Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar were both first-team All-NBA.
All right.
Now, there's Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas, Bernard King, but an argument can be made the two best players were on the same team. It was as Magic was hitting.
Well, Magic, you could say, but Kareem wasn't better than Bird back then.
No.
Because Bird had won the MVP what, 84 or 85, age six,
right?
I think. Yeah, so Kareem wouldn't have been there. Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, maybe? Yes, yes, Marv.
Gretzky, Messier?
Yeah, yeah. Jágr, Lemieux,
yep.
Maybe? Messier and Gretzky, I could certainly see that. Yeah, Paul.
In football, I don't know, but you said Montana Rice. I don't know if it would work, but Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, best at their position. Kelce, I'm a big fan, but like...
Yeah, but he wouldn't be on the list of the best players in the sport. Best tight end, yes. But I don't even know if he's gotten MVP votes before. But that's usually quarterback anyway. Running back. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Sean in California. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Great, Sean.
Good. 5'10", 180.
All right.
I got to say, I've been loving the toilet humor today. Before we flush the topic down the toilet, though. Patrick Duty, Seton's friend. Sounds like he's got a pretty sweet gig doing some part-time color analyst work, but if he ever got into music, I did have a suggestion for a stage name. He could go by P. Duty.
P. Duty, okay. Instead of P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, but P. Duty, yeah.
P. Duty. Yeah, it's a big wind-up there.
Yeah.
Big wind-up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Seton's poor friend, who's listening to the show, as Seton mentions his last name is Duty in the first hour.
Yeah, he does like play-by-play for Big Ten soccer.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he was like a professional soccer player. He played for the Chicago Fire.
Oh, yeah, he's a pretty well-known guy.
Yeah, so he... yeah, he's not really keeping like an anonymous name. And if I'm sure if he had...
Not anymore.
...was interested in changing his name, I'm sure that he would have at some point. But I think once you're... You know, once your dad gives you the pep talk of like, son, this is life as a duty, you owe it to your dad to... Carry on.
Comes from a long line of duties.
Yes. Long line, yeah.
Okay, but do you embrace it sort of like when Chris Webber called the timeout and then he started his charity organization called Time Out?
Right.
Does duty have like duty free? Does he embrace?
Like, do they have like a bad play that in every game and yeah. It's like the duty moment or something?
Something.
And it's like, oh, this, they want that one back. Yeah. See, this is where I'm going to get, I shouldn't be doing this. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing
it. I like how I lead Seton down this slippery slope.
I don't want...
And he's like, I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Ryan in Honolulu joins us. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Dan.
May the fourth be with you.
Be with you.
That's your...
I got some Star Wars things for you.
All right.
Kobe Bryant Kenobi.
All right.
How about Wookiee Betts? We got Mickey Mandalorian.
All right. That's a little better.
Free puppy doop boop. RG32.
Okay.
How about the Buffalo Lightsabers?
All right.
Bart Death Star.
Okay.
San Diego Padre, Juan Soto.
Okay. It would probably help if I actually cared about Star Wars, but continue, Ryan.
Hee-haw! The umpire strikes back. And that's an Ewok off, Dan.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Ewok off.
Thank you, Ryan. Would you say that Ohtani and Mike Trout are the two best players in baseball? Right? You'd say that. Or you could certainly make an argument there.
Somebody just said Brett Favre and Reggie White.
Hmm.
Different sides of the ball,
okay.
But both probably the best.
Todd, do you want to do your Star Wars since it's the... May 4th? May the 4th be with you.
I was thinking CP3PO. And I had Yoda, Berra, and Storm Davis troopers.
Okay. Nobody knows who Storm Davis is, but...
CP-3PO.
Yeah, yeah. You actually have somebody who's actually playing now.
Kenny Luke Skywalker?
Yes, Paul.
Ryan in Honolulu being a big Star Wars fan is the least surprising thing of all time.
Steve in Michigan. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi.
Long time. Talked to you back when you were doing it with Bill. And I just wanted to mention the flair for baseball. That Lemon, who used to be a Tiger, flipped his glove and would single-handedly catch it in his glove, and it went off his face.
Okay. Well, we were talking about players with flair. Ricky Henderson had that little snap when he would catch. Bonds did it as well. Willie Mays had the basket catch. And even the bat flip, I'm kind of coming around to it that I'm okay with it. But then you should allow the pitcher to be demonstrative to the hitter. Because it feels like we let the hitter pose, take his time. But if a pitcher buzzes the tower, then I got a problem with that. But if a pitcher strikes you out, is he allowed to show personality? And it seems like the hitters have a problem with that. Yeah, Paul.
Who did Tampa play last night? I didn't see. I saw the Wander Franco highlight. If you were the opposing pitcher and you're going to the mound after Wander Franco did that to one of your teammates, would you consider just giving him one? It's almost baseball rules that you defend your teammates.
Well, then I don't understand this whole stupid unwritten rule.
But
explain to me. Guy hits a home run. Next guy hits a home run. The next guy who comes up gets hit by the pitcher. What the hell did he do? But that's an unwritten rule. Yes,
yeah, yeah, but it's just when somebody gets fouled at one end and then the next end, whoever at the other end of the court, you got to put that dude down. You know what I mean? Like you're just coming to bat for your or
yeah, but the guy who got hit didn't do anything. The two guys who hit home runs did their job.
Yeah.
You didn't do your job because you didn't do your job. Now I get hit. That I don't understand that unwritten rule. And apparently neither do you guys.
Well, I don't. It's not that I don't understand it. It's that that's how baseball usually does. Like you would have,
I don't understand why they do that.
Yeah.
It's like you failed, and therefore I pay the price because you failed.
It's like a tradition. They don't know where it came from, and everyone just buys into the tradition.
How about you strike the guy out? How about you do your job?
Might be easier to hit him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why don't I just hit him? That'd feel pretty good too.
Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What happened to this show today? Everything. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this promo right now, it means you're listening to some other show. Well, why the hell are you doing that?
Yeah, get your priorities straight.
Well, maybe, Tony, they listened to this week's episode already.
I don't care. Listen to it again.
Yeah, great point there, Tony. Anyway,
you.
So you listening out there, make sure and go do that and listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan, with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
I'm looking at all the things we learned today. Dylan Brooks will still, under no circumstances, be back with the Memphis Grizzlies. If your last name is spelled W-E-I-N-E-R, would you rather be Weiner or Weiner? Stinks to have the last name Duty. John Calipari doesn't want to talk about NIL. No one had a better three-year period than Larry Bird did. That's a lot so far. And we still got 10 minutes to go on this program. Last call for phone calls. Does anybody have the Lakers winning tonight? They're getting 6 points in San Francisco. Any takers? Nobody. Final results of the poll question there, Seton.
Wander Franco's flip last night was too cool or too much. 60% say
too cool.
Too cool, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
1929, Lou Gehrig hits three consecutive home runs in a game. Too soon. 1984, Dave Kingman of the Cubs at the time hit a fly ball that got stuck in the ceiling of the Metrodome, which is ironic because we were talking about the drone at the NBA games and will a ball ever hit it?
Kingman got a double.
Ground rule double?
Ground rule double. Hit it into the Metrodome, the roof.
This was a big one at the time, real big one. 1993, Dale Hunter of the Caps was suspended 21 games for a blindside check of Pierre Turgeon of the New York Islanders.
Yeah.
Game on April 8th, I think it was a playoff game. Charles Barkley in a playoff game scored 56 points, 38 in the first half against the Golden State Warriors. That was 1994 for Chuck Wagon.
Okay.
There it is.
Also on this day in 1975, the 1,000,000th run was scored in Major League Baseball. And the interesting part of this was, it was a big deal. Who was going to be the person who scored the 1,000,000th run in baseball history? Bob Watson, who later worked for Major League Baseball, he scored on a home run by a teammate, Milt May. So he's rounding the bases and running as fast as he can because he didn't know what's happening elsewhere in baseball that night. Davey Concepcion of the Reds hit a home run around the same time, but Bob Watson was already on base, so Bob Watson sprinted around seconds before Davey Concepcion scored on his home run. He scored the 1,000,000th and one run in baseball history, but Bob Watson is credited for the 1,000,000th run. And I think that's it. I think that's all we have. Yeah, Paul?
You know, something that bothers me sometimes, there's athletes in history that don't get enough credit. I don't know if they don't get enough credit, but they won't be remembered by history. Davey Concepcion, you grew up on him. You know how great he was for the Reds. Mm-hmm. A guy like him, I don't think will be talked about years from now. And he was one of the more entertaining. He was entertaining at his
position. I thought he was a Hall of Famer. And he also is the first player who used the AstroTurf as a weapon. When he would be deep in the hole, he would throw and it would ricochet off the turf, and then it would go to the first baseman. So it would be Dan Dreesen at first, or who was it? Lee May, and he'd be playing first. But Davey Concepcion was an athletic shortstop, good hitter, not a great hitter, good hitter, but probably had more range than anybody at the time. But he would bounce it off the turf like a one-hopper, and he would do it on purpose. Yeah, Paul?
It is the Hall of Fame. It's not just the Hall of Stats. Davey Concepcion, when I was a kid, seemed like a superstar. He was a 9-time All-Star, 5-time Gold Glove.
He was just overshadowed on the Reds.
But, you know, guys from the Pittsburgh Steelers who are not first ballot Hall of Famers get to the Hall of Fame by being good with the Steelers for, during the run.
Yeah, but if you look at the Reds, you had Bench, Perez, Morgan, Rose. Those are all Hall of Famers. And then I don't know if they go, well, can we award more players from the Cincinnati Reds?
The Steelers, all their guys got in. Just about all of them. It seems like all of them. I bet there's like nine guys from that Steelers run.
I don't know if a couple of the guys on the defensive line got in. You know, Mean Joe Green got in. I don't know if some of the other guys got in. You had a couple linebackers who got in. Lambert. I don't think Andy Russell got in.
Mel Blount, Lambert, Jack Ham, Franco Harris, couple other guys on their defense. Donnie Schell got in.
Schell didn't start.
Yeah, and David Concepcion was a sure thing for a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised he didn't get more momentum there. But and plus, the position has changed where we're looking for offensive numbers. Back then, it wasn't that important. That was an added bonus. If your shortstop hit over 250, that was a bonus. Like Ozzie Smith. You know, Ozzie had flair and a couple big hits and played for a team that won and, you know, was a Hall of Famer. And rightfully so. But Davey Concepcion, to me, was ahead of his time. But not going to get into the Hall of Fame. Baker in Montana. Hey, Bake.
Hey there, DP. Hey, guys. A real quick example of this that I think was beautiful. Now, granted, I'm a Braves fan, so I'm biased. But 10 years ago, Carlos Gomez hits a home run, flips the bat, and he starts barking at the pitcher, and he doesn't stop. And as he's rounding first base, Freddie Freeman tells him to shut up. He doesn't shut up. He keeps barking. And between third base and home plate, Brian McCann meets him on the base path, and he doesn't let him touch the plate. He never does touch the plate. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian McCann, he was like the night watchman. If he had a problem, he was going to let you know. Yes, Marv.
He was the hall monitor in school.
Yeah.
And he would definitely tell the assistant principal.
He would narc you.
I saw Marvin out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, man. I thought you were my boy.
Yeah. You know, I saw Marvin out there smoking.
Oh, and if I was smoking, I was just trying to get a girl that I had Seton, no business getting.
Seton might have been smoking.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sneaking a heater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they smoke in the bathroom?
Because you couldn't smoke in the hallway?
I know, but you'd go outside.
Nah, we couldn't go outside during school.
I'd rather take my chance smoking a heater outside than I would in the bathroom.
You know, when my brother and sister were in high school, you could go outside and smoke. But then by the time I got to high school, you weren't allowed to anymore. But before school, before that like homeroom bell rang, you weren't allowed to smoke on school grounds, so everybody was across the street, and there was just dozens of kids lined across the street smoking cigarettes right up until that bell rang.
Let's see. What did you learn, Todd?
John Calipari doesn't get into NIL conversations with his players because you don't trip over nickels when you're on your way from Kentucky to an NBA max contract.
Seton O'Connor.
We learned how he became the white mama. White mamba, Brian Scalabrine.
Marvin.
You and Scal are both the white mamba.
Yes. Paulie?
We love some Wander Franco.
Discover credit cards. They double all the cash back you've earned. Everything from trips and restaurants, all doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. I'm exhausted after today. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.